Well, good afternoon, everyone. I think most of you know that my name's Debbie, but what you might not know is that my parents didn't give me my name. Somebody else named me apart from my parents. And I wonder if there's anyone else here who was named by someone other than a mum or dad. Anyone else who was named by someone other than, can I ask who named you? Now, that was the same for me. I was named by my big sisters. And I think the name Debbie, Deborah, must have been quite trendy in, well, whenever it was. Every Christmas we hear this story, don't we, of a baby born more than 2,000 years ago. And I don't know if you noticed, but the parents of this baby in the story, Mary and Joseph, they didn't choose his name either. I don't know if you noticed from the readings and the drama, who chose the baby's name or the baby's names? Did anyone notice where the names came from? They didn't come from his mum and dad. They came from God, which I'm sure you might have heard and noticed from the readings. The name of the baby came from God through angels, through dreams, through messengers, prophets. Some of them were given to this baby hundreds of years before he was born, like the names we heard through the prophet Isaiah. Names for a little baby like Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. The name perhaps we most often think of, Jesus, the Lord Saves. But the name I'd like to think a little bit about just for the next couple of minutes this afternoon is a bit more of an unusual name. It's the name Emmanuel, which as we heard means God with us. And I want to think a bit about that this afternoon because we've been thinking about hope, haven't we? And we've been thinking quite a bit about hope and things that we hope for at Christmas. And also the poem that we heard just now, thank you for reading that to us. We heard about Christmas coming in, ringing bells of hope, and that hope is born again at Christmas. But what does Christmas really have to do with hope? And can I ask you, not just what are you hoping for this Christmas, but where is your hope this Christmas? Where is your hope this Christmas? Because the issues in the world around us seem pretty big, don't they? Climate change and pandemics and refugees. And maybe even in our own lives, there are overwhelming issues. Perhaps we're worried about relationships or our health or school or work. In all of that, where is your hope and where is my hope? Later on in the Bible somewhere, Matthew's account of the birth of Jesus, he says that the coming of this baby, Emmanuel, brought hope, not just for his parents, because new babies generally bring hope, don't they, for their families. But Matthew says this baby brought hope for the whole world, for everybody. That seems a bit far-fetched to you. I mean, how could the birth of this baby thousands of years ago bring hope to you and me in our situations today? How does God with us bring hope? Well, I'd like to suggest briefly this afternoon that there are three reasons at least why the gift of this baby brings hope to you and me today. And I'd really like a bit of help because I thought we could discover those reasons by unwrapping some presents. So I'm going to pick people if I don't get volunteers. But do I have a volunteer to open present one? All right, I'm going to pick Joey. Thank you. So Joey, could you come unwrap present one and just leave it on the table when you've unwrapped it? Thank you. Lovely. You can either wear it or you've got your antlers. Just leave it on the table because you've got your antlers. Can you just hold it up so one can see? Lovely. A lovely crown. So what a crown obviously represents a king or a queen or a ruler, doesn't it? So why have we got a crown here? Well, remember the baby's name, Emmanuel, means God with us. God with us. And the first reason that his birth brings us hope is that it shows us that there is a God. The baby shows us that God is there. There is a God who rules over this world. Sometimes people say, well, if there's a God, why doesn't he show himself? Emmanuel, God with us, this baby has, God has shown himself in this baby. John, in his account of Jesus' life, says that he began to realize that this Jesus that he knew was actually God become flesh and blood. God become a person like you and me. And people could see him. They could hear him. The accounts of Jesus' life are really accounts of how more and more people realized as they listened to Jesus and saw what he did, that he wasn't just an ordinary human being. He was something more. He had the power of God over nature. He controlled the wind and the waves. He had power over sickness. He knew what people were thinking. The people that saw Jesus saw God. Now, Simon, you're pretty old, aren't you? And I'd like to ask you, have you ever seen Queen Victoria?
No, only in books.
Okay. Well, that's a bit of a silly question. But I guess if Simon had lived 150 years ago and Queen Victoria had come to Yule, perhaps he might have seen her. If you and I had lived 2,000 years ago in the area of Bethlehem, we could have seen God. This baby Emmanuel gives us hope, firstly, because although life can seem confusing and random sometimes, he shows us that there is a God who created this world and rules over it. And that means that life is in fact not meaningless. Your life isn't meaningless. My life isn't meaningless. It has purpose and it has significance because you and I were created like everything else. By God. Okay, so we've got a second present to unwrap. Am I going to have another willing volunteer? Val? Thank you. Could you unwrap this present two on the table, please?
Big one.
It is a nice big one. It was a present lent by someone in the congregation, so I won't embarrass. But it's very lovely. What have you got? Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to leave it on the table there, I'm afraid. A heart. A heart obviously symbolises love, doesn't it? Because remember, the baby's name means God with us. And I love this word with. I think it gives us another amazing hope. I guess a lot of people believe there's a God. But they might think, well, okay, God is there, but he has nothing to do with me. What has God to do with me? I mean, if there's a God who is holy and perfect, what could that God have to do with this messy old world and messy old people like you and me who get things wrong? But this baby, Emmanuel, is God with us. God come to live amongst us in our messy, imperfect world. Come as a weak and vulnerable baby. And I think that gives us hope because it means that however broken this world might be and however messy our own lives might be, God is not remote and far away. He's not a God who doesn't understand and doesn't care. He has come to be with us. He has come to be with us and he's for us. If we want to know what God is like, we can look at Jesus. And when we look at the stories of Jesus as he grew up, we can see that his life was all about love, love, love. Let's go back to Jesus' friend John. And when he wrote about Jesus, he explained that Jesus came to this world because God so loved this world that he gave us, Emmanuel, God with us, this gift of hope. And like so much of the Bible, John talks about heaven meeting earth, God coming into the dust and dirt of this world. So God with us is a gift of hope, not just because he shows us that there is a God, but also that this God chose to be with us. So I've got one more present. Oh, I've got a hand up. Hallelujah. thank you. So present number three, maybe you can even guess what it's going to be, I don't know. A heavier one, this one. It's a great big Christmas candle, thank you. And I've got a candle for our last word here, God with us. That was the name Emmanuel, wasn't it? God with us. Why did God choose to be with us in Jesus? Why did God come to be with us in Jesus? We talked about something the writer John, the gospel writer John, said a minute ago, and this is what he said in full. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him should not be utterly destroyed, but have eternal life, have life forever. I guess that if the biggest problem humankind had was a lack of money, perhaps God would have sent an accountant, a financier. If our greatest problem was needing pleasure, maybe God would have sent an entertainer. But because our greatest problem as human beings is needing light and forgiveness and being right with God, God sent a saviour. God loves us so much that he stepped into this world, into our world, to live and ultimately to suffer for you and for me. And that love even took him to the cross, as we'll be remembering at Easter time. And in that giving of himself and his life and his death, God shone a light into this world that can never be extinguished, because even the darkness of death would be conquered by Jesus, the light of the world. And you know, he invites us, you and me, to come into his light, to come into God's light and to know God for ourselves. He invites us to bring our messy lives into God's light, and he offers us forgiveness so that we can have the fullest lives possible in his light and in his love forever, not just in this life, but forever. There's hope that you and I can actually know God because Jesus came into this world as Emmanuel, as our saviour, as our light. And that's why we've been lighting candles through Advent. I was going to light the last Advent candle today, but I think we've forgotten to get them out. I don't know if they're anywhere near or whether we'll just have to do that next time. We'll leave that for today. So, yeah, we've got our light here representing the light. So can I just finish with this? Where is your hope this Christmas, I asked at the beginning of what I was saying. Jesus didn't just bring us hope, although he did. Jesus is our hope at Christmas because he is Emmanuel, God with us. And lots of you here, I know, have chosen to walk in his light and to come to him for life of forgiveness. So let's praise him today for that. And if it's something that actually you'd like to know a little bit more about, because you're not sure about that, why not speak to me or to Simon or the person who bought you this afternoon and find out a bit more about how Jesus, Emmanuel, can transform every aspect of life.